The Talmud do not say she gives birth chopped up, and therefore when is tinnif a good proof? Only if they had the tinnif before the first 6 months. But if the tinnif first came during the 6 months, then it's no good. Then it's a proof to say that tinnif was not a good tinnif, and therefore the first kid will be a bechor. But the svara, according to Bishu's own svara, Amrinu, we say yes. You're not this limited toyim that the 5 months of pregnancy does not have to be a complete 5 months. It will give birth at the end of the middle of the fourth or the fifth month. So therefore, it's possible that you first start to see the tinnif in the middle of the 6 month, and it goes for 30 days into the 7th month. And then even though there's not 5 complete months left, it's still possible to give birth at the end of the first year, because the 5th month does not have to be a complete month of pregnancy. It's enough lumikutoyim. The boy Sam, another pshat I can answer you is that lo yarminu yiladis lumikutoyim. No, everybody can hold that this A's does not give birth less than 5 complete months. If so, what's the machlokes over here? Shall the mixes hayoyim, is that called like a whole day or not? Lesvara, according to his own svara, Rabbi Shur Aminu, we say mixes yom kukulay. Yes, mixes yom is kukulay. But the Gemara, according to what he said before, Le'yaminu, we do not say mixes hayoyim kukulay. Part of the day is considered like the whole day. So mixes hayoyim could mean the 30th day of the tinnif. Like we're going now, you hold like Ziri, that tinnif, the discharge, takes 30 days. The question is, the last day of the discharge, that mixes hayoyim, so we consider like after 1 or 2 hours went by, the day finished already. And since the day finished already, she could start to become pregnant that same day. Therefore, it's possible still to have 5 complete months of pregnancy, therefore she could give birth that first year. But if the old mixes hayoyim is not kukuloi, therefore the last day, the 30th day of the tinnuf, she cannot become pregnant that day yet, it's only the next day. Then it's going to come out, she's first going to give birth the first day of the second year, not during the first year. That's the machlokes, is mixes hayoyim, part of that last day, the 30th day, or even part of the last day of the year, do we say part of it is considered like the whole day, and that day can be divided up in half, like half was for tinnif, and then the rest of the day, she could become pregnant. That's the machlokes, what he had set up from the Gemara, what Yeshua himself holds from. In the end of the 30th day of the tinnif, that day, the last day of the tinnif, is considered like the tinnif is finished. And she could become pregnant that same day also. Because that's called mixim kuloi, then you can have it the same year. Omer Rabbi Akiva, ani loy bosi lo de midizu. I don't hold from these midis. El kosh yedua. Mas is my ikot machoid is now ben Akiva of Yeshua. Some Rabbi Chanino misura. Cholov poitarika benayu. If she's nursing, is that a proof to say that she gave birth already before, that the second kid now should not be a bechor? Rashi says, Cholo poiter, im cholevis, afilo b'terf shenosa, oi shenoldo b'beis Yisrael, l'rinu yoledes aliyachar shenosa, harehi, v'harehi cholevis. Even she gave birth, but basically saw the kid says she was nursing before she gave birth here. So that's the machlokes. The Bekiva saw our cholov poiter. Yes, since she was nursing, for sure means she gave birth already once, and therefore there's not a bechor. Cholachach roi behemus. Roi behemus ain cholevus, alim kem yoledus. Therefore, for sure, since she's nursing now, she already gave birth. If Yeshua saw her, no. Huika miyat to cholevus, of the pishen yoledus. Sure, there is a meat. Sometimes the cows could give off milk. He was not having a kid. So that's what Yeshua swore. If Yeshua holds, Chashin Lemiyutei. For the Gemara, Michayash Yeshua Lemiyutei, I Vietnam would learn like this. Hoy so lo cham hoy so. If she has a midibayibum, this is. Let's say what she had a mother-in-law. Eina Chayshashas. We're not afraid that what the, maybe she gave birth in between. And to say what is another kid. Rashi says, "Loch Hamoshva says, Isha Shorchihi Yobaylam Dina Sayyom, Umeiz Baylo Uloy Bonim, Viyach Engler, there's no brothers." Right? So Chura said there's no mitzvahs even now. But Viyash Loch Hamoshva, she has a mother in law still. Pim Kaima, she has some Shana Shlechtia. So you have to be afraid, maybe she gave birth in between to say there's still a brother alive and there'll be a Zikas even. That's what you have to be afraid about. What's going to be Yotzimalaya when she went with her husband, she left with her husband? The mother-in-law was pregnant,
So now, and then the husband dies away, so Cheshesh, she has to be afraid, yes, that maybe the mother-in-law gave birth, and maybe there's a brother alive, there's a mitzvah evil. Yibishuwa amino, eino Cheshesh, you don't have to be afraid that she gave birth. For Yarminu, he said over there, my time to be sure, what's the reason why not? The Chorus, she's pregnant, why aren't we afraid she gave birth? So it's like this, because Sava yells like this, Roiv Mubaris Yoldais. True, both pregnant ladies end up giving birth. But there is a miut mapilois, a miut of them have miscarriages. Now, v'chol ha-yodos machzos chor machz nekevois, only 50% is nekeva. So b'zoin, smoich miuto de mapilois, v'machzos nekevois, v'evolus chor miuto lemuto lechashinim. That to have a zocher is a miut. So therefore we say, even though she's pregnant, even though she gave birth, most probably she gave birth to a nekeva. Because nekeva is in tchorma 50-50. There's also a miyat of mafilois, so it's like a rave that there's no zochor, that there's no mitzvah yibam. He says, he's not, no, he's not chayish lemiyut. He says, you put him in a yibam. If you're only chayish lemiyut, you should be chayish lemiyut here. Dichler Bishua is not chayish lemiyut. Right, that's why Bishua says, you put him in a yibam over here. So he says, he's not chayish for the miyat. Does it still worry about yesterday, Bishua chayishina then? Gemara says, "Ain't a chalami el epech," and you have to change it around. Epech Rashi says means to ratzad Rabbi Yeshua sava tinif paita. Yes, just like Rabbi Yeshua holds tinif is paita, v'uadin lecholav. The same thing if the cow is giving off milk, that's a right. Had a kid already with pata from bechor. For Yosher Rabbi Kiva now lemeim Rabbi Kiva is the one that say no that kol sheyadua shebichra v'yafilu aydei tinif ain kan lekain sofik. V'yafilu chalevis is not. So the key is the one that says, if you know for sure she had a kid already, then the kohen gets nothing. But if you have a suffix, and suffix means even though she's chalevis, it's also called a suffix, senechnami, then the locher is yoichol b'mumay. Now the Gemara says, V'tanya, bring your proof. Rashi says, B'nichuso, that says, Cholov, Apoita, Divere, Bishua. Bishua is the one that says, yes, we see a cow giving milk, that's a proof to say that she had a kid already. It's Poita, Min Abachoira. Rabbi Kiva, Vaimino, Cholov, Eina, Poita. The fact she's giving off the milk, that's not a proof to say she Vadi had a kid already. So only a suffix, and therefore does not part the B'teras Vadi. Tarra Barnavet in the Blunad is Nebraista. Kidia Sheyolda Sholesh Bonus. What's going to be a Gedia kid that gave birth to three daughters? Vechol Bonoiseho Yoldu Sholesh Sholesh. And all these three kids now also gave birth to three kids apiece. So it comes out now, we have now 12 kids altogether here. So Kulum Nechnosus Ladilus Aser. All these 12 like going to the same deer to give up Maisim Hema. It could all be in the same year that they gave birth. That's the Kiddush over here. It could be the same year that they gave birth. So now, Omer Rabbi Shimon, Ani Risi, I once saw, She Isra, B'Sech Shinos, I once saw like this, Hataka, they gave birth, Ma'is Tebeinu, because they all gave birth the same year. Rashi Kleima, B'Tech, Oysa Shona, She Yolda, HaSholosh Bonas, the same year that these three kids, first three kids were born, Chazra Bonas, these daughters themselves, gave birth to another three apiece. What's the difference here? What is he saying more than the Tanakama? It wasn't saying over a Maisa before. But after Maisa that you had all these 12 were born the same year. Nothing more says, what do we have to learn? Sholish, Sholish, Toilid. What do I have to say now? These three kids, three is bonus, each one gives birth to three apiece. Let's learn like this. Toilet chad minayu tlosa, v'yinuch tate tate, it would have been enough just for one of them to give birth to three. And the other two would have been enough to two and two. So then you have two, two and three, so that's seven. And then you have the first three, so that's ten. So what do you have to have three, three and three for now? Would have been enough to have just these three girls, each one give birth to three kids, one give birth to two and two? Samar says true, but I did the Ika Choda, the Loisagi, the Loisholish, instead of these three kids now, at least one of them has to give birth to three kids. It's Tanakulu, the Yolda Sholish. That's what it says already, all three of them gave birth to three apiece. Now, Velabu, Lemisni, Sholish Klau, what do you have to say three altogether for? Leldu Kulai Tati, why isn't it enough just that these three gave birth to two apiece? So two apiece, two times three is six. and the first three in the first three says noin. And if it had the Edi, the Tulid Bhadayu. And let's have the mother now go and give birth a second time that same year also. And that will be the tenth kid. So what do you have to come on to that the kids themselves had three apiece? Say that they only had two apiece, and the mother gave birth to another kid. So the Chura Lema, let's say, Kesavi hold, Mitanefes, Eina Chazeres, Violetta, Protection, Osam, that if